Welcome to Daily Leadership Lessons, where we explore the principles, practices, and habits of successful leaders. Each day, we will delve into a new topic that will inspire you to become a better leader. From communication skills to emotional intelligence, from building trust to creating a vision, we will cover it all. Join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's learn together how to lead with purpose, passion, and clarity.
The past, present, and future of corporate learning and development. Corporate learning and development has undergone a transformation over the past few decades, evolving from traditional classroom-based sessions to virtual and now a hybrid model. As technology has advanced and workplaces have become more distributed, training styles and delivery methods have had to adapt. This evolution has enabled training to become more accessible, personalized, and integrated into day-to-day work. However, finding the right balance between virtual and in-person continues to be a challenge. Today, we will examine the past, present, and future of training through the lens of the classroom, virtual, and hybrid models. The classroom model, the traditional approach. For decades, classroom-style training was the norm across most industries. Learners would gather in a room with an instructor at the front presenting the material. Classroom training provided a live interaction between the instructor and learners. The instructor could read the room and gauge understanding through body language and questions. Learners could ask questions and participate in discussions. Role-playing activities allowed for hands-on practice of new skills. For example, new customer service reps could act out calls with peers to build confidence. A major downside was that learners had to be brought on site, limiting training scalability. Companies with multiple offices incurred major travel costs. Classroom training also disrupted productivity, with learners away from their day-to-day work for 1-5 days at a time. The virtual model increased access and flexibility. The rise of the internet, video conferencing, and learning management systems enabled a shift to virtual instructor-led training, VILT, in the 1990s. Learners could join training remotely via their computers without taking time away from work to travel. Many learning management systems also allowed self-paced learning. According to Statista.com, the virtual classroom market surpassed $18 billion in 2020. With video conferencing, virtual training better engaged remote learners compared to simple slide presentations. Polls, chats, breakout rooms, and screen sharing provided interactivity. Virtual training increased access for part-time and shift workers who couldn't attend conventional classroom sessions. It also enabled just-in-time training with shorter, more frequent sessions. However, lack of in-person interaction was a challenge. Technical issues caused disruptions. Sitting at a computer all day led to fatigue. Building connections between learners was difficult. Hybrid training, the best of both worlds. The hybrid model aims to blend the benefits of classroom and VILT. Typically, this involves supplementing virtual sessions with periodic face-to-face workshops. For example, new engineers could learn technical skills virtually over several months, then attend multi-day on-site labs to apply skills in person. The virtual components increase access and reduce time away from work, while in-person sessions foster deeper connections and hands-on practice. According to Training Magazine, 34% of companies planned hybrid training in 2021. Hybrid provides flexibility for the modern, distributed workforce. Learners can join training from anywhere without long stints off-site. Hybrid also supports blended learning with virtual lectures supplemented by collaborative classroom projects. This diversity of learning activities caters to different preferences and improves retention. However, finding the right hybrid balance remains tricky. Organizations still require frameworks for determining which sessions should be live or virtual. They also need tools for effectively connecting in-person and technology-enabled experiences. The future of training lies in using technology and data to create truly integrated omnichannel learning. The future: optimization, personalization, and democratization. Training is evolving beyond standalone virtual and in-person courses. As technology continues influencing all aspects of business, training will become more optimized. Organizations will rely on analytics to determine the most effective delivery channels and cadences for each training need. Short micro-learning videos for simple skills, Vs. Multi-day labs for complex engineering skills, for example. Personalized AI will curate customized learning pathways based on individuals' roles, experience levels, learning styles, and performance goals. Democratized current learning management systems are clumsy and complex. Better interfaces will make online learning accessible enterprise-wide. Mobile platforms will deliver training on demand. Training content will need continuous updating as workplace needs rapidly evolve. Instructor-led programs will rely more on scenario-based modules. Gamification will engage modern professionals. For example, simulations like caring for a virtual robot pet could build nurturing skills for healthcare roles. Training will be tightly integrated into operating processes and systems rather than a siloed activity. Ultimately, as technology transforms how we work, it will spark an equally dramatic evolution in how we train and develop talent. Conclusion: training delivery has progressed significantly from purely physical to virtual and now hybrid models. Each method has advantages and disadvantages, which is why many organizations are starting to leverage hybrid training. Although the classroom provides great in-person interaction and practice, virtual methods enable accessibility, flexibility, and personalization. Hybrid aims to deliver the best of both worlds. However, finding the right mix of physical and virtual remains a key challenge. As technology continues advancing, training will need to become even more optimized, personalized, and integrated into the flow of work. Organizations that leverage these capabilities will gain a sustained competitive advantage through their talent development.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Daily Leadership Lessons. Please share with your colleagues and friends, and please join us again for our next Daily Leadership Lesson. We wish you a productive, effective, and fulfilling day.